Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordonier. Good again! Good again! Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordonier. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Quick-shiroo! Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skylar Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Back door, Colleen, great feed. Colleen, layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sydney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordonier, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Shappy, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rushi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Lerman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. C.C. Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
He is becoming the complete basketball player.
C.C. Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my. Did he get away with the travel? Wow. Rushi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skip, and a jump into the lane. Six-footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Lauderdale in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane, driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Lauderdale in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And we are at Vandalia Butler tonight. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. The Sydney girls against the Butler Aviators. It ought to be a very good ball game. Of course, Vandalia Butler hoping it's a much better contest than it was the first time around on December 7th when Sydney defeated Vandalia Butler by a score of 46-30. Sydney is 12-4 on the year, 12-0 in the Miami Valley League. Vandalia Butler 14-2 on the season, 11-1 in MVL play. Butler sits atop the Miami division, 11-1 record in that division. Sydney, as I noted, 12-0 in the Valley. 2-game lead for Sydney, 3-game lead for Butler. This game for bragging rights, Chuck, for the very best record, the top mark in the Miami Valley League. Butler needs to knock off Sydney here tonight to draw even with Sydney in terms of MVL mark on the year. Sydney pummeled Vandalia Butler pretty bad first time around. It was only a 9-point game at the end of three quarters. It wound up 16, 46 to 30. But in that game, Sydney shot nearly 50%. Vandalia Butler about 20. The rebound totals doubled, about 46 to 22.
Wow.
Allie Stockton in that game had 12 rebounds. Reagan Clark, 14 for Sydney. Sydney ripped right into Butler. 46 to 30 win. If you look at the stats, could have been more. 21 turnovers for Sydney. That helped the Butler cause a little bit. But I think Sydney's got more talent. But we had a late season ceremony here before the game at Butler, highlighting Butler and its girls programs throughout the years. Butler's here at home. You never know. Aviators could be fired up. Sydney's got to bring its at least an A-minus game to ward off Butler here tonight. Anything less than that might not be good enough. Butler wants to play a good contest and is overdue against Sydney to play a fine performance here tonight. We expect it to go right down to the fourth and final quarter.
Well, Sydney has got a ton of talent, and it all starts with Allie Stockton. The young lady sometimes doesn't get started in the game. She needs to take the game from the beginning because she's such a good scorer, and she needs to get a couple of baskets early to get her going. But then you go down, you take a look, you got Lexi Brewer back. She missed last year with a knee. She's rounding herself into shape here, making them better. Larkin Vordemark, a 5'9 sophomore. I love that girl. I think she's going to be just an outstanding basketball player. Jordan Scully, another sophomore, great shooter. They do such a nice job. Sydney, what they have to... I'm going to say this, and maybe somebody will get angry with me, but the winner of this game will boost their stock in the tournament. But the MBL does not get a lot of respect by the coaches in the GWOC and the other leagues. So even if you win that league, you're not looking at a one or a two seed. You're still looking like you're going to maybe get a seven or eight seed.
That's a very good point.
And so a win tonight by Sydney, kind of crucial to try to build them up a little bit.
Allie Stockton had a super contest first time around against Fidelia Butler. Butler's best player, Sammy Bardonero, did not. She shot extremely poorly. She's averaging 15 points a game, is Sammy, 36% three-point shooter. Noelle Smith is a 40% three-point shooter. This team for Butler only shoots threes at 26% on the year. I highlighted the top performers from behind the arc. Where Sydney has a much better chance to win this game than Butler, Chuck, is the supporting cast. It's a stronger group behind Stockton than Butler's got performers behind Bardonero, no question about it.
Well, if Bardonero comes out and goes 2-for-18 from the floor like she did the first time,
right,
they don't have a chance.
Exactly. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. We're about 8 minutes away from the opening tip. Sydney Yellow Jackets on the road here at Vidalia Butler. Should be a fine contest. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan in Sydney. A big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. One bargain after another. Goffney is family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We have you covered at GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com, West Michigan in Sydney. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker will customize and tailor an insurance program for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more, stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Early scheduled tonight by a few minutes. Junior varsity game, running clock, second half. Vidalia Butler beat Sydney. Did have a ceremony before the two varsity clubs hit the floor. Tip off earlier than expected. We'll have starting lineups in a few minutes and then more. Sydney on the road to Vidalia Butler here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E. Yes, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Welcome back to the Student Activity Center here at Vandalia Butler. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, minutes away from the opening tip tonight of this big girls contest in the Miami Valley League between Sydney and Butler. Another interesting matchup to watch, Chuck, is Reagan Clark at 6'1 for Sydney. Lauren Dady, spelled D-A-D-Y, 6'2 on the inside for Butler. Clark outplayed her in the first meeting, 14 rebounds to 5.
I saw that.
9 points to 8.
Yeah.
But 14 boards to 5 for Dady. And I tell you what, if Butler doesn't narrow that gap at the center position in terms of boards off the glass, Butler will be in trouble.
Yeah, they will be. And I Reagan Clark, I like that young lady because she knows exactly what her role is. She's a rebounder. She scores off a putback. She scores down on the block, and she plays really good defense. I'm a fan.
Interesting common opponent in the Miami Valley League, Tippecanoe. We covered that game for Sydney. We were there at the Tippecanoe gym a few weeks back, and it was a running clock in the second half. The Yellow Jackets had their way with Tip. Tip was down a player. Don't know if that one young lady would have made very much of a difference. Vandalia Butler only beat Tip by 5 earlier this year.
Right.
Oftentimes, common opponents don't do a bit of good for you. But, wow, 5 points and 25 points. That's a huge separation.
Well, it is. And it does make a difference because, let's face it, Sydney should win this basketball game, but they're going to have to play it. It's not going to be given to them.
Exactly. Starting lineups coming up. We'll have the tip when we come back. Sydney, Vandalia Butler, girls basketball tonight, Miami Valley League, here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McVie once again, several minutes away from the opening tip. Not a very good crowd here at Vandalia Butler tonight. Chuck, I'd estimate maybe 90.
Oh, it's picked up a little bit. They're probably maybe 150 here now.
Maybe 150 here now. Of course, the Sydney schools, Vandalia Butler schools, much aware we were covering the game tonight. Weather's gotten a little crappy.
As so, I was counting the players.
This is game number 4, Chuck, for Sydney in an 8-day stretch. What impact does that have?
It shouldn't have anything on the young ladies that are 15 to 18 years old. They should be able to do this all day long. This is a tough shooting background here. It's a little different. We haven't talked about that. We saw, and I'm gonna forget her name, but we saw a young lady from Sydney a few years ago score like 32 points at Rushi, and then we came down here, and I don't know if she hit the rim on her three-point shots. I can't remember. I can't remember what her name was, but she's a heck of a player. But shooting in this gym, especially from distance, is not an easy thing to do.
Well, there is an unusual amount of depth, space, behind the backboards at both ends. You obviously see through the glass. Then there's a wall 15 feet beyond the end line. Then there's an upper deck of three or four rows that you see through the backboard and above the glass. So it's not like the ordinary smaller gyms where there's a wall directly behind the backboard. So you're right. Shooting background is a bit bizarre. Sometimes takes an adjustment. Opening five for these two teams for the Sydney Yellow Jackets. Lexi Brewer, 5'7 senior. She's probably 85% recovering from the off-season knee surgery. Lexi, 5'7", senior at guard. Reagan Clark in the middle, 6'1", senior. Jordan Scully out front, 5'8", sophomore. Allie Stockton, 5'9", senior forward. Larkin Vordemark in the opening five. Larkin, a 5'9" soft. That's the opening five for the Sydney Yellow Jackets. Kiara Hudgens, by the way, surgery in June. She's practicing now. Not going pell-mell with a lot of contact, but she's practicing and could work her way right back to the court long before tournament time, maybe 2 weeks out. Opening tip to start the game, won by the Sydney Yellow Jackets, who quickly hustled down the floor. Stockton in the lane, no good. Rebound yanked off the glass by Butler. Opening five for Vandalia Butler is as follows. Sammy Bardonero, leading scorer, right at 15-16 points a game. Very good player is Bardonero. He's got to hit her average tonight in order for Butler to hang with the Yellow Jackets. Noel Smith, a 5'5 sophomore guard. Lauren Dady in the middle, 6'2 junior. Ayla Washburn, a 5'6 soft, and Natalie Shanehair, a 5'11 junior. And we've got a quick field goal here by Butler. As I was addressing the Butler's opening five, Bardonero hit the two-pointer from 17 feet to make it a 3-2 game. No, was it a triple?
Yeah, 3-0.
Behind the arc of the shot for the Aviators, who take a 3-zip lead. Opening a minute 10 of the game. Here's a pass by Sydney at midcourt, deflected by Butler. Sydney gets it back. Ball skipped across court to Stockton. Open look, three-point land. Ooh. Count it. Stockton ties it up right away.
Man, she just keeps her elbow in. She is such a pure shooter from out there.
Her form was super on that one. Dribbling up the floor, Noel Smith, left-hand bounce. Good matchup there. Smith, Vordemark. Smith picks up her dribble 25 feet away. Hand off to Washburn. Washburn to Bardonero. Down the right side. Coming out to catch is Shanehair, the 5'11 junior. She shoots a 10-footer. It is no good off to the left. Rebound by Sydney. Hustling down the floor is Scully. Scully into the lane. It's open. Doesn't shoot. Flips it to Clark. Foul line to Stockton. She's doubled. Near side to Lexi Brewer. Game tied at 3, 5:40 left in the opening quarter. Collision on the arc. Stockton runs into somebody. Inadvertent, no call. Loose ball. Butler's got it. Down the floor, Jerry Picking is a Butler player. Missed the layup in traffic. Shot no good by Shanehair. Ball thrown to Smith on the arc. She hoists up a long, wild three-pointer, airballs it out of bounds.
Yeah, that wasn't a great look. She had pressure, a hand in her face. I think she got hit in the side, too. She's coming out holding her side.
Frenetic beginning to this game, tied at 3, each team with a three-pointer. We played 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Hannah Williams, 5'8 junior, on the floor now for Butler. Noel Smith is out. Midcourt, Lexi Brewer. Deals to Stockton, now Scully straight away. This is a 94-foot floor, Chuck. It is 10 feet longer than most of the courts in the Upper Miami Valley, which are at 84. Stockton, baseline right, looks for help. Goes on the play to Brewer, right back to Stockton. Available, 16-footer, good. Allie Stockton, that was pure.
Yeah, and that's what I talked about. She needed to get off early, and so far she's got all five.
5-3, Sydney, 4:43 to go, opening period. Midcourt, Sammy Bardonero for Butler, 5'9", senior, leading scorer on the team. Pitches to Ayla Washburn. Washburn dribbles down the left side, goes to the baseline, contact, common foul against Sydney. 4:31 to go, first quarter, 5-3, Sydney leads it.
They called that on 20, and there is none. I think it was on 23.
First time these two clubs played, Bardonero was 2-for-18 for Vandalia Butler.
No, that's the correct. I'm sorry. They're arguing, but that foul was on Stockton.
Allie Stockton, 8-for-16 in the first meeting between the two teams to lead the way, 17 points. First quarter score, by the way, in that contest on December 7th was 13-6 Sydney over Butler. 5-3 right now. Sydney in the lead. Williams with the ball, dribbles to the right corner for Vidalia Butler, slapped away out of bounds off Sydney.
I'll tell you, Sydney's defense right now has got Butler unable to run any kind of offense.
Oh, Yellow Jackets are quick, tenacious. They're re-sticking.
Over and back.
You're right. You saw it, Chuck. Good
yes,
call.
It surely was. Her heel hit the line.
Referee was right there, inbounded by the Butler Aviators in the half court, thrown near the center line on the play to Ayla Washburn, and she went over and back, not by much, but it was a violation. 5-3, Sydney ball, Yellow Jackets possession. Stockton straight away. What's Butler doing defensively?
They're playing man.
Here's a baseline jump shot by Clark for Sydney. No good off the flange. Rebound down to Butler. Bardonero drives down the floor.
Oh.
Into the lane. Left-hand scooper. It is on the iron. Comes off. Taken off the glass by Dady, the post player for Butler. Aviator still control. Here's Hannah Williams, 5'8 junior. Ball thrown foul line to Dady. Shoots it from 16 feet. Didn't hit the rim. Caught the bottom of the net. Corner mark for Sydney below the basket. Tried to control it. Couldn't. Out of bounds to the Aviators.
Yeah, she wasn't sure. She made the effort. It would have been their ball if she just would have left it alone. But you can't fault the effort.
Good inbounds play by Vidalia Butler right in front to Dady. Lays it up too hard. No good. Stick back by Washburn is in. Tied at 5.
That's 4 offensive rebounds now for Butler here in the first quarter.
Butler was out-rebounded 2-1 in the first meeting between the clubs. Stockton straight away for Sydney. Nobody guards her, and she cans it. It's a tray behind the arc. 8-5 Sydney. What a beginning for Stockton. Butler better put 2 on her. Ball skipped cross-court by Butler to Shane Hare in the left corner. At the elbow it goes to the post to Dady. Hits a player slicing in along the baseline. A runner is good by Butler. Well done by Washburn. Assist Dady and a foul to boot. Good offensive set for the Aviators.
Yeah, she took the ball hard to the basket. She started to take a three, and then as soon as the defender went at her, she put it on the floor, picked up the foul.
Was not an easy shot. Slicing in along the baseline, tough angle. Kissed an eye off the glass, went through. She was bumped as she let it go. Foul shot, Butler is in by Washburn. We're tied right back up at 8. 3 minutes to go, opening period. No pressure from Butler. Shane Hare at midcourt. Picks up the dribbler, Brewer, for Sydney, down to Stockton. Allie's got all 8 for the Yellow Jackets?
Yes.
High left, it goes to Vordemark. Ball lobbed to Clark in the lane. Now Stockton in the right corner. A lot of traffic, nearly walked, shot it. No good from 10 feet. Struggle for the rebound, and Butler's got it. Long lead out down the floor to Shane Hare. She's got a bunny at the other end. Cherry picked Sydney. Did Shane Hare. She got the deuce. Butler getting it off the glass and pushing it down the floor in a heartbeat. Led to an easy hoop there and a 10-8 lead. Oh, what a play by Vordemark of Sydney. She knifed into the lane and scooped it from her knees and banked it home. 10-10, 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Excellent first quarter here.
Yeah, it's been a good one.
Popping out to catch for Butler is Sammy Bardonero. She goes right baseline. Cluster of black shirts meet her. She overshot. Long rebound, though, to Noel Smith. Noel's got it 25 feet away for Butler. Noel on the bounce, throws it into the lane area, and it's stabbed away by Sydney. Steal by the Yellow Jackets. Here comes Stockton pulling up on the arc. Shot fake into the lane to the cup. Left it short, no good. Rebound Dady. Again, a leak out. Other direction. Shane Hare for Butler. Blocked on the play by Clark. Minute 22 to go in the first quarter. Sydney's got the loose ball. Clark with a big swat. A minute 16 to go, opening period. Midcourt Brewer. Brewer loops it to Stockton. She's 30 feet out. Near side, it will go to Scully. And head coach Jamal Foster for Sydney gets a timeout. 65 seconds to go, opening quarter. Game tied at 10. Sydney 10, Vidalia Butler 10 on scores, broadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Are you looking for work? Well, let Spherion go to work for you. Spherion, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N, a national recruiting and staffing leader. Local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Office located on Ohio Avenue in Sydney. More about Spherion in a moment. Handling the basketball for the Yellow Jackets is Vordemark. After the timeout, good play. She dove into the lane, probed the paint area, was hacked on the arm while shooting. A couple free throws for her.
I really like this kid's game.
Vordemark earns two free throws here with the game tied at 10 and 49 and a half seconds to go in the first period. She drops it home to make it 11-10 Sydney. On the floor, Yamora Johnson, 5'5 junior for the Yellow Jackets. Vordemark connects twice. Good free throw shooting by her. She nailed a couple. 12-10, two-point lead, Yellow Jackets. And now, after the timeout, the Sydney, Coach Foster's got the Jackets pressing. Steal on the play. And it's thrown to Stockton, who misses the charging layup into the lane area. But she was bumped from the backside. Good alert play by Sydney defensively, intercepting the inbound, and a couple more free throws.
Well, they came out of a timeout, and they changed defenses. And that's something, as a coach, you need to talk about, because it is when teams normally change defenses. So, and they caught Butler not realizing what was happening.
Right. Free throw by Stockton. Good. Scoreboard recorded the point on the Aviators' side.
Yeah.
Should be 13-10.
That's home court advantage right there.
Second shot, Alley. Swish.
10 points for Alley.
14-10, Sydney. That's correct. Scoreboard wrong.
14-10.
Right. Okay. 39 seconds to go. First quarter of play. Midcourt. Vendelia Butler's Sammy Bardinaro. Dribbling. Good defense being applied by the Yellow Jackets.
Nice.
In the person of Johnson. Oh, the ball thrown to the post. Little spin move on the play by Shanehair. Yes, rolled it in over the front ring. Nice assist. 14-12. Aviators with 12 points already. First quarter. Only had 30 in the first meeting between the two. 8 seconds left. First period of play. 14-12 Sydney. On the arc, Stockton continues to bounce. Hits a cutter in the lane. It's Brewer. Brewer lays it up off the backboard. It's on the rim as the buzzer sounds, and it comes off. Tough break. Thought Brewer had two. She beat the buzzer. It would not go down. 14-12 Sydney over Butler after a quarter. As I was talking a moment ago, Spherion hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates. They earn up to $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion's got 20 offices throughout Ohio, including Sydney on Ohio Avenue. Also in Bell Fountain, Canton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Go to applyohio.com. Register today. applyohio.com. Spherion, it works. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center at 101 East Pike. It does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Medications packaged by day and time. Delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 Monday through Friday and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. Chuck, what have you seen so far? Good scoring in the first period.
Well, it was, and a 9-3 rebounding advantage for the Aviators is what's turned this around from the first time when they played up at Sydney.
Right. Sydney won that game 46-30. had a rebounding edge of about 46 to 22. Here's a long shot, deep left corner by Clark of Sydney to start the second quarter. Missed it short, no good. Rebound down to Butler's Washburn. She takes it 70 feet into the lane area. A lot of contact, no. Long rebound to Noelle Smith of Butler. 30 seconds gone, quarter number two. 14 to 12, Sydney. Circling the whole floor goes Smith, goes baseline, and it's jammed out of bounds by Sydney. Good play by Johnson. Sydney 14, Butler 12, 7:22 left, second quarter. Down to her left, Butler throws in to Dady, outside the lane on the left. Little left-hand six-footer, in-out. Rebound again, stabbed out of bounds below the backboard by Sydney. One more chance for the Aviators. Noelle Smith catches top of the arc. Ball thrown high right to Shane Hare. To Williams in the right corner. Down inside to the 6'2 Dady. Lays it up, no. Stick back, no. Got her own rebound. In the paint. Knocked away by Sydney. Recovered on the play, though, by Vendelia Butler. Deep in the left corner, it's Bardonero. Driving. Ooh, a Sydney player hit the deck hard.
That stopped it.
6:56 to go here in the first half of play. Sydney 14, Butler 12. Chuck, let's take a break. We'll return in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving in to the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
Well, during about a 30-second possession by Butler to start the second quarter of play, a drive along the left baseline resulted in Allie Stockton hitting the hardwood really hard.
I think she hit her head. And to add insult to injury, she picked up a foul.
And she's gone to the locker room. She is off the floor right now for the Sydney Yellow Jackets, who lead 14-12. Let's check and see, Chuck, who is on the floor for her.
I think McNeil is out there now.
Yes, McNeil, 5'10", soft, is in. Here's a steal on the inbounds. Butler threw it away. Brewer got it, went 60 feet, and blew the layup down to her right. Butler attacking 25 feet away. Brewer guards Bardonero on the arc. Thrown outside the lane to the right to Hannah Williams. Swish! 5'8 junior Williams pitches in about a 10-footer. She was left open. 14-14 tie. No Allie Stockton on the floor for Sydney. 6:20 left to go here in the second quarter. Ball loop cross court by Scully. Deflected out of bounds by Butler.
Butler has gone to a 2-3 zone now, but they're really pressuring the ball on the point.
Nearly 2 minutes gone here in quarter number two. Somebody else has got to pick up the scoring now for Sydney because Stockton had done almost all of it through the first one quarter plus. Nifty drive into the lane by Brewer. Teardrop right in front. Yes.
So much harder than the left-handed layup she missed on the breakaway.
Right. Nicely done by Lexi. Two-point lead Sydney, 16-14. 5:50 left to go here in quarter number two. Noelle Smith jacks up a long three for Butler. Off the rim, backboard. Rebound punched up in the air, out of bounds, off Butler. Sydney will bring it down, minus Allie Stockton. Haven't seen her since she departed for the locker room.
Well, it's time for Scully to set up, but she is an outstanding three-point shooter. I don't think she's taken a shot yet in the game.
She has been guarded tightly by Natalie Shane here, a 5'11 junior of Butler. Dribbling down the right side, Scully gets a screen from Clark. Ball looped on the left side to Vordemark. She angles through the lane, tries to shovel baseline right to Johnson. Slapped away by Butler. Take away Aviators. Two-point lead, Sydney. Cross-court pass, Noelle Smith to Williams. Williams, top of the circle, hits a driver. It's Bardonero. Runs right into Vordemark, who swipes it from her. Good steal by Sydney. 5:10 to go, second period, 16-14, Yellow Jackets. Brewer walks it across. Zone defensive look here for Butler. Brewer steps inside the foul line, missed a 12-footer, and the board is yanked down by Shane Hare of Butler.
Sydney doesn't have an offensive rebound yet in the game.
And Butler's had numerous offensive boards. Eight. We got a collision 25 feet from the basket, foul called against Sydney. I don't know how many possessions, Chuck, at least two or three. I've kept saying one more shot for Butler. Butler retains possession, another shot.
Yeah, they're doing a good job pounding the boards offensively, that's for sure.
4:44 to go till halftime. 16-14, Sydney up two. Noel Smith at midcourt. Being guarded very tightly by Johnson of Sydney. Outside the arc on the left, it's Williams for Butler. 5'8 junior. Now Noel Smith breaks free. Top of the circle. Elbow in the right. Wants to drive on Johnson. Does. Leaves it short. Johnson might have gotten a piece of her from the backside. A couple of free throws here for Noel Smith. 4 minutes, 23 seconds to go here in the first half. 16-14 lead. Sydney on top, but two free throw. Noel Smith is perfect. 16-15. 1 point lead, Sydney. Second shot upcoming. The official bounces it back to Noel. Spins the ball in her palms. Flips it up in the air. Strong. Good play by Sydney. Well done by Johnson, who zipped in front of the foul shooter, stole the rebound, but then Sydney heaves it out of bounds. Four court left.
I'm not sure who shoot. There was nobody over there.
Well, the missing link right now is Allie Stockton, and she's a lot of glue to not have on the floor.
She does keep everybody kind of calm, and she has not come out of the locker room.
Oh, yet. What a steal. Taken away at midcourt by Johnson of Sydney. She flashes down the floor to the rack, lays it up for two. What a play by Kimora Johnson, 5'5 junior. Sydney up three, 18-15. 3:52 to go, second quarter. Midcourt Butler, it's Bardonero, throws it right to head coach Foster of Sydney. Yellow Jackets possession, no, deflected slightly.
It was deflected.
Jackets got a piece of it. Sydney doing a good job on Bardonero, leading scorer on the year for Butler. Here's Shane Hare behind the arc, into the post to Dady, doesn't shoot. Now Noel Smith. She wants to drive, little looping one-hander on the run, off the front of the rim, rebound to Johnson, giving Sydney spark. Johnson hustles up into the forecourt to Scully. Left side, Clark, long jumper, Clark behind the arc, good for two. Oh, what a big bucket for Sydney. Three-pointer to boot. Well done, Sydney in the half-court game, raced it up the floor, got Clark behind the arc, and she bumped it home. Timeout, Butler midway through the second. Sydney 21, Butler 15 on scorersbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Up, good news, Allie Stockton out of the locker room on the bench. If we do see her, may not see her to what, third quarter, Chuck?
Well, right now they're up six. There's no reason to put her out there. If she's capable of playing, they might as well hold her a little bit.
Right, good coaching, Chuck. Here's a long three by Shane Hare of Butler, 24-footer from the right flank. It bounces around, comes off. Here is Vordemark for Sydney into the half court. Sydney up six, 21-15, just over three to play second quarter. Ball hooked right side to Johnson. Oh, look at her go to work. Nifty drive, laid it up, no good. Rebound Vordemark, and she's walloped on the shoulder. A couple of free throws here for Larkin Vordemark of Sydney at the stripe. The 5'9 soft has got two coming. She nailed a couple earlier. Sydney has inched out to a 6-point cushion. Vordemark connects. It's 22-15 now. 7-point advantage.
5 for 5 for the Yellow Jackets from the line. It's been Vordemark and Stockton shooting them.
Second shot in, out, rim came off. Rebound pulled away by Dady, the post player.
Sorry, Larkin.
For Butler. Larkin Vordemark missed one. Had made three previous. 22-15. Sydney in the lead. 2:41 to go. Second quarter. Reverse layup by Dady, the post player. Pivots. No good. Off the underneath side of the glass. Stick back missed by Shane Hare. In backcourt, it's Scully. Scraping it off the floor for Sydney. Up to Johnson. Left wing. It goes on the play to a teammate, Vordemark, who drives. It is McNeil shooting, blocked out of bounds by Butler with 2:22 left to go here in quarter number two. Sydney up 7. Aviators haven't scored in 2.5 minutes. Open player beneath the rim. McNeil catches. What an assist by Vordemark from out of bounds.
Yeah, it was. I'll tell you, Kellis McNeil is an athlete, and boy, if they can just get her to get some offensive skills, she could be a monster.
She and Johnson have performed extremely well. They played quite nicely in the absence of Stockton. Long 3-point try, Washburn, no good for Butler. Rebound down to Sydney, into the forecourt. It is coughed up on the play. Butler's got it. Steal! Coming from nowhere is McNeil to take it away from behind. Minute 48 to go, second quarter, 9-point lead, Sydney. Action frenetic at the moment. Clark throws it cross-court for Scully. She cannot hang on. Tell you what, I like freeing up Clark, popping out, taking that J. She looked smooth on it.
Well, the first one she shot an air ball, the second one she buried, so she looked much more comfortable on the second shot.
Sydney adjusted the first couple of minutes without Allie Stockton. Without Allie on the floor, believe it or not, Sydney has stretched the lead. It's 9, 24-15, 1:30 left to go here in the second quarter. Here's Williams into the post to Dady. Dady pivots, dumps it off to Shane Hare in the right corner. 3-point shot for Butler, short. Rebound down to Vordemark for Sydney. She strides over the timeline, hands it off to Brewer. Brewer retreats, instructions from Coach Foster. Down to 108, 107, 106 to go, first half. 9-point lead, Sydney. Crossover dribble, Brewer. Hits a player, baseline left, it's Vordemark. Swivels in the lane, left it short. Rebound, Butler, tough break for Larkin. Almost went in, didn't crawl over the front iron. Deep left corner, Shane Hare to Washburn. On top it goes to Natalie Harris, 5'5 junior is in. Throws it low, wow. Post right to Dady. Look at her go to work, high off the glass, came down, bounced around, rolled around. And in it went, first points in well over 3 minutes for Butler. Sydney still up 7, 26 ticks on the clock, late second quarter.
Yeah, Bardinero's getting a little frustrated because she's just kind of standing outside and the other four are playing the offense right now.
Yeah, Sydney has done a terrific job on the leading score on the year for Butler. 10 seconds left in the first half. Cross-court pass, Sydney intercepted. Taken away by Shane Hare. She barges down the floor, missed the layup. Too hard. 3 seconds to go. Sydney to the timeline. That'll do it. All things considered, without Allie Stockton, a significant percentage of that first half, Sydney's done quite well, leading by 7 points, 24-17 here at the halftime break. You know, we are a favorite of the home crowd up in Botkins, and those who come to us from towns all around. We're Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizzas, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. Omelets are terrific. Great strip loin steak at night. Proud to be a local casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone Myers in Botkins, 937-693-8271. 693-8271. Place your carryout from Myers, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. Thanks so much. Here on scoresbroadcast.com to our array of great sponsors, including in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company, Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn. We also say hi to Custom Foam Products and its main man, Nick Fullenkamp, who hails from Rushi. Hello, Custom Foam. I'd like to remind you about the 2023 Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle. Top prize, a 2023 Dodge Ram 4x4 pickup truck from Geyers. The drawing is during the Fort Loramie Liberty Days. That's in July. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. 80 prizes will be awarded. You got a 4% chance to win something if you do the math. Attendance at the Liberty Days, not required to win a prize. It's $100 a ticket. You can purchase online at www.fl for Fort Loramie, flathleticboosters.com/raffle. flathleticboosters.com/raffle. The 2023 Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle.
Looking forward to that because it's in July.
Well, don't hurry up too much because I like May and June too.
Oh, I agree. I agree. And I like March for the March Madness and the tournament in high school. So, yeah, we still got some fun stuff coming up.
Oh, yeah. About 8 minutes away from the start of our third quarter, Sydney doing quite well, Chuck, leading Vandalia Butler 24-17. Halftime, our report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck, let's check out the numbers. Stockton, great start. And then other Yellow Jackets picked up the slack when she went to the locker room after receiving the bump on her noggin.
Well, she had 10 points in the first quarter, didn't get a chance to even shoot the ball in a second. Hopefully she's okay. Also, they got 5 points from Larkin Bordemark. They got 3 from Reagan Clark. Then they got 2 each from Johnson, Brewer, and McNeil. They scored 14 and 10, 24 for the half. On the other side, Washburn has 5. Shane Hare, is that
right?
Correct?
Yep.
Has 4. 3 for Bardinaro. Then they got 2 from Williams, 2 from Dady, and 1 from Smith. They scored 12 and 5. Butler has a 17-12 rebounding advantage, and both teams turned the ball over 7 times. The Yellow Jack is 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Butler 2 of 3.
Sammy Bardinaro, niece of Butler head coach Molly, has scored, what, just 4 points?
No, she hit a 3. She hit the first 3 of the game. They were up 3-0. That's all she's got.
Only 3, first bucket of the night, and didn't really even touch the ball much. The last 15 minutes or so of the first half, got that early bucket, and that was it. Great D by Sydney.
They are doing a good job on her, but also she came over and told one of the assistant coaches, I'm wide open. She was frustrated, and then I watched her go back out there. She didn't touch the ball, and she was just kind of hanging around on the three-point area while the other 4 were running the offense. I'm not sure what's going on, but she needs to get her head into the game and become a scorer here in the second half.
Offense to score is about motion,
yes.
Movement. Can't stand. You've got to get yourself free. You've got to get open. I remember a guy named Steve Offer, Chuck. Wow, was he ever good at doing that. He worked and worked and worked and worked, and he would just run zigzags all over the floor. He'd get a screen. Finally, he would wind up open behind the screen, and he was such a good shooter. Didn't need much of an opening, but that's what good offensive play's all about.
He was a much better shooter than he was coach.
Isn't that the truth? We won't go there. We'll leave it at that. 24-17, Sydney over Butler, 4 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction and American Architectural Glass on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
We say hello to you once again from here at Butler, the Student Activity Center, 24-17. Sydney leads Butler at the halftime break. Real good sign, Chuck. Allie Stockton back on the floor, taking some warm-up jumpers before the beginning of her third quarter, which is just around the corner. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Do we have time, Chuck, for a 30-second break?
They're coming back out. They're getting ready to tip. So we're taking it in. We'll get a quick one in. We had a nice start to the game because they backed it up a little bit on us.
7-point lead, Sydney. We're about set to commence play here in the third quarter. Butler possession. We start the third. No Allie Stockton. Yes, she is out there.
Yes, she's there.
That's great. Allie Stockton, Larkin Vordemark, Lexi Brewer. Also on the floor for Sydney, Jordan Scully, and Reagan Clark. That's the opening five, which kicked off the game. Here's Noel Smith running through the top of the circle. Foul line, one-hand shot, too hard. Another offensive rebound for Butler. 7-point game, Sydney in the lead. Foul line is the post player, Dady. Lobs it down inside to Shane here. Foul line to Lauren Dady. Hits a cutter in the paint to Noel Smith on the arc. Long, high-arching floater, 3-point territory. Yes, she's got it. Smith, beautiful shot to Noel Smith. 7:18 to go, third quarter, 24-20. That goal shaved Sydney's 7-point cushion down to 4. Brewer, 25 feet away for Sydney, skips it cross court, then gets it back. Into the lane to Stockton, who muffed the pass. It's scooped off the floor by Butler. Quickly down the floor in the corner at Smith, who's coming off a made three to Dady in the post. Right wing, it goes to Shane Hare. Doesn't shoot. Got a Washburn around one player. Another one drives, left it off the front rim. Oh, she had a near gimme, blew it. Sydney rebound. Jackets up 4, 6:30 to go here in the first half, or I should say the third quarter. Brewer, handoff for Sydney. Far right side to Scully. Back to Brewer. Popped in the air. Scramble for it. Sydney's got it. Left side to Stockton. Open player, Vordemark. Left wing. Drives. Lays it up off the window.
Nice extra pass by Stockton that time. She could have taken a three, and she found Vordemark about 4 feet from the basket.
Assist Stockton. Field goal, Vordemark. 26-20 Sydney. Noel Smith, 3-point land, feeds a teammate. It's Sammy Bardonero. Long one is off the mark. She still got that 1 3-pointer to open the game, and that's it. Leading score on the year for Butler at 15. She has been squelched.
She was 2 of 18 in the first matchup.
Yep. Cross-court pass by Sydney. It's a bad one. Intercepted by Washburn. Down to Noel Smith. Left corner, Shane here. Chucks up a triple. It grazes iron. Good offensive stick back by Dady is good. Lauren Dady, 6'2 in the middle, gets a bucket. Butler creeps back within 4.
Well, Scully had the rebound. She just ripped it away from her and laid it up.
26-22, Sydney zone defense. Butler, Scully on the arc. Near side to Brewer. Stockton patrolling the middle of the lane. Let's see what Sydney does. Dump it down short corner to Clark on the baseline. Then go in the paint to Stockton. Brewer foul line to Scully. Left hand dribble. Left wing Clark. Ball high overhead on top to Stockton. Good defense on the play by Shane here. Baseline left, short corner Clark to Scully in the corner. Right back to Clark. Turnaround jumper, 10-footer. Backboard rim, no. Rebound Butler. Outlet to Noel Smith. 4-point lead Sydney. Good quick pass in the lane to Dady. Up with the left hand. 2 more for Butler. It's a 2-point game.
Nice look by Smith.
Noel Smith. Strong performance at guard for Butler. Sydney's 24-17 halftime lead crumbles to 26-24. Coach Foster for Sydney gets a timeout. 4:22 to play in the third. Sydney clings to a 2-point edge on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Hey, you'd better put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, metalworking fluids, coolants, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. More about Burke Petroleum in a moment. Sydney, big possession out of the timeout. Leading points up only 2 now. Allie Stockton back on the floor. She and Brewer swap positions. Foul line, top of the key. Scully straight away. 26-24. Sydney up a bucket. Vordemark into the paint. Now back out to Brewer. Good zone defense by Butler. It's got Sydney thwarted at the moment. Deep right corner, Vordemark. She hurls up a 3 around and out. Struggle for the rebound. It's ruled a jump. Dady, Stockton, Clark, Shane Hare, all going for it. Possession, Sydney, down to her left. 3:45 to go, third quarter. Sydney 26, Butler 24. Deep right corner, Scully. Right back into the lane to Stockton. Turns, left it short from 7 feet. She thought maybe she was closer than she was. Rebound down to Butler. It goes into Dady. Dady handoff to Shane Hare. On the arc to the three-point shooter. A long, high archer by Washburn. Off the heel. It goes way up in the air. Sydney's got it. Stockton down the floor to the lane area. Puts up an eight-footer off to the left. Rebound down to Butler. Butler shooting for the tie or the lead. Noel Smith on the arc. Took the pass from Dady. 26-24, Sydney. Sydney with 2 points in 5 minutes here in the second half. Smith dribbling against Vordemark. Top of the circle, steps back, shoots the three, off to the left. Rebound pinballed into the corner, out of bounds, off Sydney. Butler possession. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs. Burke Petroleum in Minster, it's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster. Dady takes a pass in the post, turns from 10 feet, good assist on the play from Washburn. Dady missed an easy one, rebound down to Sydney, foul Butler, which Chuck has misfired on opportunities here in the last 2 minutes.
They've had three really good looks, 1-3 and 2-2s, and they haven't been able to cut this two-point lead.
Exactly. 2:40 to go, third quarter. Sydney, 2 points only in the third period of play. Here's Brewer, here's Scully. Outside the arc on the left.
Yeah, they took Stockton out, they brought in Johnson.
Yep, Kimora Johnson back on the floor. Sydney works it around against the zone, top of the circle, right wing, it goes to Vordemark, dribbling is Scully, Reagan Clark trying to post up and get a feed, she's on the opposite side of the floor from the ball, here's Vordemark posting up, in low, turns, little eight-footer, hooked it up and in, athletic play, Larkin Vordemark, well.
Good job of keeping that pivot foot down and getting herself some space.
Uh-huh, well done. Here is Butler barreling out of control, and Sydney bailed out the driver to the rim. It was Shane here, really didn't have much of a shot, but
Bardinero.
It was Bardinero, my mistake. She cleverly, though, drew a two-shot foul. Really had no idea where the rim was, but Sydney hacked her, and Bardinero pours in the free throw. 28-25, Sydney up three, a minute 59 to go here in the third quarter. 4 points for Bardinero. She has been stymied, leading scorer on the year for Butler at 15 a game. And she connects twice at the charity stripe, and it's 28-26. Sydney by two again. Minute 55 to go, third quarter. Midcourt Brewer. Oh, here's a long three ball by Johnson. Good! Oh, is that ever big? My, oh, my, oh, my. Kimora Johnson triggered home a three. Didn't think twice about it. Coming right back, Butler. Good drive by Washburn. Up and in off the glass. 31-28, Sydney by three. 90 seconds left here in the third quarter. Johnson drives, goes to Vordemark. Vordemark hangs on, puts it on the deck. Splits a couple defenders, and she leans in, shovels it up and in off the board. What a play, two in a row by Vordemark.
Yeah, she's got six here in the quarter now.
She has made two real athletic maneuvers in the last minute. 33-28, Sydney by five. Larkin, Vordemark, and Kimora Johnson picking Sydney up here late in the third quarter. Five-point lead. Dady for Butler. Baseline right, Washburn. Right back into Dady. Clark is over the top with the foul. It's common. Only the third of this second half. Two on Sydney, one on Butler.
That's the first foul on Clark, too. She's doing a good job in there.
Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. Burke will service your propane needs. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire, request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. Here's Bardinero, and she jettisons up a long three, way short. Rebound down to Noelle Smith of Sydney. She steps back, shoots the triple, missed it. Sydney with a bust out. Three on one. Brewer to the rack. No good. Strong rebound, Vordemark. Tries to get out of trouble. Whoa. Can't do it. Swatted free. Blocked on the play by Williams of Butler. Long throw down to Dady. Intercepted by Sydney. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Frantic pace. One turnover deserves another. Sydney now with a chance to go up 7 or 8 into the third quarter. 10 seconds to go. Brewer at the volleyball line. Now top of the circle, 5 to play. Hand off to Vordemark. Sets and shoots the 3. Air balls it out of bounds as the third quarter finishes.
Yeah, well, that's that shooting background. And that, when she let that ball go, her elbow flew and that thing went almost straight to the right.
Sydney led by 7 at the half, up 5 as we come back to start the fourth. Burke Petroleum in Minster. B-U-R-K-E, BurkePetroleum.com. Inquire, request delivery for your propane needs online. 1-800-776-3097 for Burke Petroleum. Put Burke to work for all your energy needs. We'll take a break and return momentarily. Sydney leads by 5. Fourth quarter next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
It is a 5-point lead for Sydney. We start the fourth from Storm Doors to Garage Doors. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Boy, there were key building components tonight for these two teams. Allie Stockton needed to score. She did, then went out with an injury. Sydney needed to put the clamps on Sammy Bardonero of Butler. Sydney's done just that, but Butler's got other contributors getting the job done. We've got a 5-point game.
Dady and Washburn both playing well for Butler.
Oh, Dady's been a standout 6'2 player in the middle. Butler with possession to start the fourth quarter. We got a held ball. Sydney possession. Big turn of events, Chuck, to start the fourth. Butler had it. Sydney gets it. Arrow favoring Sydney. Key building components for these two teams now come down to who finishes the best. We start the fourth quarter, Sydney up 5. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Butler was in the zone. Sydney was holding the ball at midcourt. Is Butler out of the zone?
Yeah, they brought him out of the zone.
Here's a long 3-ball straight away. Kamara Johnson drills it from 26 feet.
Wow.
Woo! She's come off the bench and has been splendid. Sparkling performance by Johnson of Sydney, which leads by 8, 36-28. Noelle Smith returns the favor for Butler. Beautiful drive by her. She sliced down the right side of the lane and on the run, lofted it home off the board. 36-30, Sydney. 6.5 to go, fourth quarter. Brewer out near midcourt on the bounce. Picked up by Shane Hare of Butler. Brewer on a weave to Vordemark. Vordemark hangs on. And we've got a tighter defense being applied here by Shane Hare on Brewer between the two circles. Brewer starts to drive, pulls up at the elbow. Now to Johnson. Johnson to McNeil, and Sydney spreads the floor up by 6, 36-30, 2 minutes gone, fourth quarter. Vordemark in a bind. She's in the lane area, stumbles, might have been tripped. She was bailed out.
Yeah, she got hammered. There was no place for her to go.
Two fouls on Butler, 3 on Sydney in this half. Baseline right of the rim. Playmaker here for Sydney is Stockton, who's back on the court. Alley received a bump on the head in the first half of the game, sat for a long while, did not finish the first half on the floor, played a little bit the third quarter, is back out there now. Sydney up six on a weave out front. Stockton's got it. Here comes the double team. Johnson starts to drive. He's being sandwiched by two players. Goes to Brewer. Down the right side to Stockton in the corner. Dances into the lane. Throws it on top. Intended for Johnson. Intercepted by Butler. Picked off by Shane Hare. Down the floor to Washburn. And she coughs it up in the paint. And Sydney's got it back. 36-30, Sydney. It was 24-17 at the half. 5:12 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney trying to hang on. Here's Stockton, 40 feet out. Pitch and catch, Sydney. Jackets milk the clock. Stockton on the bounce. Midcourt to Brewer. Right back to Alley. Foul line, Vordemark. She splits two defenders. Fouled as she took it to the rack. She had an opening. That was the time to attack, for sure.
I like her in the middle of that zone at the high post. They get her the ball. She turns and faces. She could have shot that. Took it to the rim, got fouled.
Tell you what, the athletic shots she converted in that third quarter were beauties. Free throw by Vordemark. She is a dazzling foul shooter. Gets the ball from the official and doesn't take a whole lot of time. Strokes it right in dead center. What is she, Chuck? Four or five? Five or six?
She is three for four, four for five.
Made the first one here. Swish on the second one. Now she's got the five of six.
Five of six, and 13 points for the young lady.
And Sydney's up by eight. Vordemark with 13 for the Yellow Jackets. 4:48 to go in the fourth quarter. 38-30. Oh, what a steal by Brewer. Brewer took it on the play from Noel Smith. Driving layup at the other end. Got it. Sydney up 10. Timeout Butler. 4:38 to go in the game. It's a full. Full timeout, Butler 40-30, Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Here on scoresbroadcast.com, we want to tell you all about Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street, right across from Brookins. 40 years doing business, giving you your best due. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, stylist Chris Siegel, stylist Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Butler needs a basket. Down 10. Sydney on defense. Tries to anchor in and stop the charge of the Aviators. Baseline drive by Noel Smith. Heaves it far corner to a teammate. It's Washburn, errant three. It comes down in the lane. A lot of contact, foul on Sydney. 4:15 to go, fourth quarter, 40-30 in favor of Sydney. Chuck, I believe this is Sydney's biggest advantage of the night, 10 points.
Yeah, I think it is too.
Baseline right, Dady throws in on top to Williams. Williams, a wild heave below the basket for Washburn. It's tipped, comes out behind the top of the arc. Picked up on the play by Bardonero for Vandalia Butler. She simply cannot get free. Here's a pass into the lane area. Spoiled by Sydney. Long lead out to Vordemark. Look at her go down the floor in traffic. No good. Butler's got the rebound. 40-30, Sydney. 3:42 to go in the fourth. Noel Smith at guard. Check by Johnson. A lot of contact. Foul. That shouldn't be two shots. It was on the drive, it appeared. And let's see if that's how the official rules it. That's how I sized it up. It is going to be,
wow,
two shots in the active shooting. I thought initial contact, Chuck, was two or three dribbles before the shot.
I think you're right, but she missed it. So.
Off to the right, no good. That's why I have quit officiating.
Yeah, and God's a basketball fan. I think he made her miss that one because it wasn't really a foul.
Second free throw here by Noel Smith of Butler. It's good. Sydney 40, Butler 31. She split two. 3:38 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney up nine. Biggest lead was there at 40-30 with 3:40 to go in the game. High post Vordemark. She's doubled. Allie Stockton not on the floor. McNeil.
Yeah, she's there.
Oh, is she?
Yep.
Where is Allie?
Got the ball.
Oh, she's got the ball. Referee was between
yep.
me and Allie. Couldn't see her. Allie hits a cutter. Brewer down the lane. Right back to Allie on the arc. Good spot for her to take control because she's going to have the ball the majority of the time. Excellent free throw shooter, as is Vordemark.
They got three fouls to give before they can get them to the free throw line.
Actually, four. They've only committed three.
Yeah.
A lot of contact, far side of the floor. Butler nearly stole it. Somehow, someway, Coach Foster got a marginal timeout. The referees confer. Looked like McNeil got a hand to the face. 2:57 on the scoreboard clock. 40-31. Sydney in the lead over Butler. And it's going to be Sydney's ball when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Up here we go, final 2:57 of this game. Team foul situation, 5 on Sydney, 3 on Butler. Sydney has opened up a 9-point lead. It was 10. Butler's had difficulty scoring in the last 2.5 minutes of the fourth period.
There are some beautiful tennis shoes out there. I love the way shoes are turning out now.
Now, Brewer and Johnson and Stockton have got bright pink, purple, blue ones. Green ones worn by McNeil. Boy, they are colorful indeed. Dribbling between the rings. 40 feet from the basket is Stockton. Hooks it on the plate of Brewer. Oh, Sydney handling the ball beautifully right now. Top of the circle, Vordemark into the lane area. Hand off to Stockton. Stockton's open. Layup good. Vordemark on the assist. Sydney spread the floor and got just what Coach Foster wanted.
Butler was trying to foul him, and he couldn't catch him.
That's how swift Sydney was handling the basketball. You're right, Chuck. Butler couldn't nab them. Here is Butler down 11. 2 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Ball thrown to Dady, 30 feet out. And it is jabbed away by McNeil. Bardonero will throw in for Butler. Boy, she has been held in check tonight. What, one field goal?
Yeah, and it's not like she hadn't gotten 18 shots tonight. I think she's got maybe four.
Here is Dady in the post. Throws on the arc to Noel Smith. Long three ball by her. Right down through the cords. She ripped him. That was pretty. Right on the money. Pure by Noel Smith. Right back to an 8-point game. Timeout called. A minute 47 to go in the fourth. Sydney in the lead, 42-34. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them. Fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
We'd like to remind you about Jackson Center Pro Hardware in Jackson Center at 112 East Pike. 20% off DeWalt Power Tools. Big savings. Solid wood raised panel cabinets. Soft close doors and drawers. 11% off. 17 colors and styles. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike. Don't forget beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets in 3 days. You can get them that fast. They're gorgeous. Like Jackson Center Pro Hardware on Facebook. Tell Darren Yingst you heard about his Pro Hardware stores on scoresbroadcast.com. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. A minute 35 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney playing keep away on the arc. And they're trailing Stockton. Fowler, that's only the fourth by Butler in the half. They've got to commit three more to send Sydney to the stripe. And the Jackets have been sharpshooters at the free throw line this evening.
7 of 8.
Inbounding the ball, Stockton looking for help. Who's going to break free? Johnson got it, then threw it right back to Stockton. Boy, that was a prudent maneuver there. Stockton is fouled. It's side court. That's the fifth on Butler, 42-34 Sydney.
They need to foul quicker. They can't keep letting 7 or 8 seconds go off. I mean, they got 8 points to make up.
It was 40-30 with 3:40 to go in the game. It's 42-34 right now with a minute 20 left. Another foul by Butler. That's the sixth. The seventh will be coming up. Now, this one by Butler, it's got to be more strategic. Who do you foul? Who do you send to the line for the one-on-one?
Well, you don't send Vordemark, and you don't send Stockton.
Right. Scully in backcourt on the bounce, picked up by Noel Smith over the timeline. They haven't fouled her. Scully into the lane. Bounce pass to Vordemark beneath the basket. Right corner, Johnson. Johnson on the dribble. Nobody's fouling. To Brewer, a minute 7 to go, to Stockton, and they hustle up from behind, trace down Stockton, grab her on the shoulders, Allie Stockton, 1-1 for Sydney, which leads by 8, 42-34, 66 seconds to go. If you make the better percentage of your free throws down the stretch here, Chuck, you'll win by 6 or 7 points at least. Stockton is on the money.
She is a very smooth shooter. Really good form. I think you ran over your core. There you go.
43-34, Sydney. 9-point stretch. Trying to move the spread to 10. She does. 44-34. Sydney in the lead. Just over a minute to play here in the fourth quarter. Yep, Sydney's defense has taken its toll on Butler here in the fourth. How many points for Butler, Chuck, in the fourth period?
They have scored 6.
Here's a bad pass by Butler in midcourt. Vordemark on the pick. Feeds it down the floor to Brewer. Below the rim, no good. Rebound, Vordemark, no good. Vordemark again. Got it for 2. Lurkin Vordemark. Persistence pays off. And it's back up to 11, according to the scoreboard, 45-34.
I think it's 12.
I think so, too. Here's a pull-up J by Washburn, no good. Rebound, Dady, foul, Sydney. 34 ticks to go. There it is, 46.
Yeah.
Scoreboard records the last point slowly.
Both 3 free throws, they only counted 1.
Yep, we were on the even number. 2 free throws were made, then a bucket by Vordemark. How many points for Larkin? She has been awesome tonight.
She has 15.
Lauren Dady at the foul stripe for Butler. She pumps it up and good. And it is 46-35, Sydney. Second shot, Dady. Three dribbles. A fourth. She's got bright mustard yellow tennis shoes on. That's off the mark. Rebound far left corner, Sydney. And the ball is coughed up. Butler's got it. Top of the circle. Open shooter. Bardonero. No. Rebound, Sydney. Foul, Butler. Bardonero had a chance to slice the deficit down to 8. She misfired. She is still stuck at 1 field goal for this game.
She has 5 points total.
Averaging 15.1 per contest on the year. 31% 3-point shooter. 79% foul shooter. And she went 2 for 18 in the first meeting. No better here tonight. Sydney has put the whammy on her in both games this season. At the line, Clark for the Yellow Jackets, 1-1. She swishes to make it 47-35. Sydney, 24 seconds to go. Second shot, Regan. Good again. Superior free throw shooting by Sydney tonight.
6 for 6 and a quarter, 11-12 for the game.
48-35, Sydney. Long three by Noel Smith from the left flank. 27-footer. It's skidded off the rim. Rebound down to Vordemark for Sydney. 9 seconds to go. Vordemark is hammered in the right corner. She'll go to the stripe, 1-1. 48-35, Sydney. It's going to wind up, Chuck. A 13-point win or better. It was closer than that most of the night.
Yep.
Certainly that was the case last night when Rushi beat Botkins in our SCAL boys clash on Tuesday night. That game was a little tighter than a 10-point ball game. Free throw good by Vordemark. Next one off the heel. Rebound to Butler. 14-point game. 4 seconds to go. 49-35. Ball thrown to Noel Smith in the corner. Broken up by Sydney. And that's it. Final difference of the game. Biggest lead of the evening for Sydney. 49-35. Yellow Jackets with a good display of team basketball this evening. Well-rounded offensive showing, to be sure. Everybody clicked for Sydney. Boy, the play of Johnson and McNeil coming through as substitutes for Allie Stockton, who in the middle of that first half received a knock on the head. She spilled her body to the floor, was tripped up along the baseline, and bumped the forehead or the side of her head right on the hardwood. Missed a lot of time in that first half, several minutes in the third quarter. But wow, did the bench play ever fill in beautifully for Sydney tonight? And the Yellow Jacket girls go on to win it. Final tally, 49-35. Sydney now 13-4 on the year, 13-0 in Miami Valley League play for Sydney. Butler now 14-3 on the season, 11-2 in MVL games. Butler still with an advantage of 2 in the loss column in Butler's division, which is the Miami. And Sydney has an advantage of 2 fewer losses than West Carrollton in the Valley. Both Butler and Sydney on track to win their division. Sydney sweeps the season series over Butler, 46-30, 49-35, similar scores. Without Stockton tonight, Sydney performed extremely well, Chuck.
Yeah, they played it, but they got so many athletes. And like I said, McNeil is an athlete, and she's a 5'10 sophomore. They work with her in the summer and get her some offensive power.
Yep.
But defensively, she is amazing.
How many threes did Johnson make off the bench?
She had 2. She had 8 points for the game.
Oh, they were clutch.
Yep. They were led by Larkin Vordemark with 16. Stockton had 14, 4 in the fourth quarter. They got 8 from Johnson. They got 5 from Clark. I thought she had a good game. 4 uh-huh. from Brewer and 2 from McNeil. Scully didn't score, but they still ended up winning the game by 14 points. On the other side, they were led by Smith. Smith had 10. And then they dropped down to Dady and Washburn, both with 7. So and five for Bardonero. They scored 5 points in the second quarter, 7 points in the fourth quarter, and that was their downfall. By Clancy's players of the game, for Butler, it's going to be Noel Smith. And on the other side, Larkin Bordemark for the Yellow Jackets.
I thought Sydney's synergy, chemistry on the court, very, very good, better than Butler's, and that helped pave the way to the 14-point win.
Didn't turn them over as much as you would have thought, but at the same time, I mean, they got 14 turnovers, and the ones that they got, they made them pay for baskets at the other end. Sydney is a very well-rounded basketball
team. And for the most part, Chuck, Sydney was able to push the ball down inside. A lot of Sydney's buckets, especially from Vordemark, were in tight, well below the foul line.
Yep.
That's where Sydney did a lot of damage. Butler experimented man, defense, zone. Neither one worked all that well. 49 points, but Sydney, three more points than the Jackets scored in the first meeting back on December 7th.
Well, the zone worked for a little bit. But yep. Then as soon as Sydney went up 10, very smart move, brought the ball out, said you're going to play us man-to-man.
Yep.
And that got him a lot of easy baskets there in the fourth quarter.
We'll break for Clancy's in a moment. I do want to tell you quickly about the Anna Market. It's at your service, the Anna Market, hometown pride. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer you an extraordinary eating experience from the Anna Market. The very best for the best like you. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. The Anna Market, the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best like you, Chuck McBee. Our Stars of the Game brought to you by Clancy's, located on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
The Sydney girls defeat Vandalia Butler 49-35 tonight. Sydney's fourth game, Chuck, in 8 days. They go 3-1 during that stretch of time, beating Bickwith Stebbins, losing on Sunday to Fort Erie International in Pickerington, 60-34. That's darn near a college team. And then tonight, game four in 8 days, Sydney beats Butler, second time this year, 49-35 tonight, 46-30 earlier this season. Next game is on Saturday versus Xenia, 12 o'clock JV start for Butler. Aviators are home against Troy on Saturday. And as we noted, Sydney with the victory continues to advance on 13-4 on the year, 13-0 in the Miami Valley League. Our next broadcast here on scoresbroadcast.com Friday night from Jackson Center. Get to see the Tigers again. They'll take on the Botkins Trojans, whom we saw last night. Big boys game on Friday. Tip-off 7:30 or a little before, airtime 6:55. And then on Saturday, we've got a 12:55 airtime, 1:30 tip. Fort Loramie girls ranked second in the state this week, by the way, in Division Four. Fort Loramie at Lima Bath should be a good girls game. Saturday night, 6:55 airtime back at Jackson Center again. Marion local against the Tigers. Big Mac Shelby County Athletic League game on Saturday night. Looking forward to all of that.
Yeah, good basketball. It's a good time of the year.
Big online audience tonight. Christian Netcast saw a note on my phone, an email. We had 2,700 listening IP addresses late in the second quarter. May explain why there was not much of a crowd here at Butler tonight. It was kind of slim, 100 and a quarter, 150 people. But we had a big throng tuned in to Scores. Thank you so much. Gratitude to our online audience. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Butler High School. The Sydney Jackets, the girls, thump Vandalia Butler 49-35.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Marine Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, SCORES. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.